When it comes to presidential nominees, the Senate's traditional role was limited to advice and consent, but lately it's been more like chastise and dissent. With Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown taking his seat, Democrats no longer have the 60-seat majority needed to prevent filibusters, and Republican senators are wielding their increased clout to block some of the president's picks. NPR's David Wilna has the story.
Senate nomination battles are not normally the stuff of late-night TV humor, but The Daily Show's Jon Stewart couldn't resist poking fun earlier this week at Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby.
He is 75 years old. He is reputed to be a representative of Alabama and has put what is known as a blanket hold on all of President Obama's political nominees, meaning the Senate cannot vote to confirm them.
Shelby did place holds, which are threatened filibusters, on 47 of President Obama's nominees. His spokesman said the senator did it out of concerns over an air tanker contract and a bomb analysis center he wanted built in Alabama. Shelby has since lifted those holds, except for three Pentagon nominees. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says many other holds remain.
I mean, it's disgraceful. The Republicans are holding these people up for reasons that have nothing to do with the background, morality, competence of these people. They're just holding them up, they want to hold them up.
Alabama's other Republican Senator Jeff Sessions says Democrats placed holds on some of former President Bush's nominees, and they should not point a finger of blame at Republicans.
Sometimes the president is slow to make nominations, and as a result, we get complaints that it's Republicans' fault, and it's just not. If we have an objection, a serious objection, that should be respected. We should state it, and we should bring it to the floor, and let's discuss the nomination as is occurring with Mr. Becker.
That would be Craig Becker, a lawyer for organized labor, whom President Obama first nominated 10 months ago for a seat on the National Labor Relations Board. That panel, which oversees labor disputes, should have 5 members, but it's had only 2 for the past 2 years after Democrats blocked Bush nominees for vacancies. Arizona Republican John McCain put a hold on Becker's nomination.
If this nomination is approved, we will see the undermining of longstanding practice and labor law that should be the prerogative of the United States Congress.
Earlier this week, Majority Leader Reid tried breaking McCain's hold on Becker by holding a procedural vote to bring up his nomination. 2 conservative Democrats joined every Republican who voted in blocking the nomination, and it fell 8 votes short of the 60 needed to move ahead. President Obama has the power to appoint Becker and other stalled nominees while the Senate's in recess next week, and he said Tuesday he's considering doing so.
If the Senate does not act to confirm these nominees, I will consider making several recess appointments during the upcoming recess, because we can't afford to allow politics to stand in the way of a well-functioning government.
That threat seems to have worked, at least partially. Last night, Republicans lifted holds on 29 of the 61 nominees they'd been holding up. President Obama called it a good first step, but added he reserves the right to do recess appointments for the dozens still being held up. David Wilna, NPR News.